This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Lagandaon, A-L-A-G-A-N-D-A-O-N, first name Earl, E-A-R-L, the date of birth, October 14, 1976, date of evaluation, February 26, 2026, referring physician, disability and social service, the identifying information, the claimant did not bring his ID to the visit, period. The chief complaint, 49-year-old male with history of congestive heart failure. The HPI, the patient is a 49-year-old with history of methamphetamine use, who most recently used methamphetamines the night prior to this evaluation, period. He has had congestive heart failure for greater than 10 years and reports dyspnea at less than one block, period. He describes two-pillow orthopnea, period. Patient denies chest pain, period. His past medical history includes one, congestive heart failure, next number, cardiomyopathy, past surgical history, unremarkable, medications, furosemide, 40 milligrams one daily, spironolactone, 25 milligrams one daily, carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams BID, losartan, 50 milligrams one daily, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, multiple family members with heart disease, mother further noted with diabetes. She is on dialysis, period. Social history. Patient notes methamphetamine use and alcohol use. He stated that he last drank 5 days ago. He last used methamphetamines the night prior to this evaluation. He has history of tobaccoism and stated that he quit using tobacco 1 year ago. Review of systems. Constitutional, he has fatigue, weakness, and change in appetite. Review of systems, further significant for depression and insomnia. The physical exam. Blood pressure 129/88, pulse 80, respiratory rate 20, height 65.25 inches, weight 204.6 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The skin, lower extremity demonstrates erythema and scaling consistent with chronic stasis dermatitis, period. The data review, echocardiogram dated September 23, 2025 reveals severely dilated left ventricle with severely depressed left ventricular systolic function. Left ventricular ejection fraction is 15-20%. LVOT VTI suggestive of low output state. Severely dilated RV with severely depressed RV systolic function. 2.5 by 1.5 centimeter thrombus at the RV apex. Restricted motion of the posterior mitral leaflet with moderate to severe mitral regurgitation. Estimated PA pressure systolic, 52 millimeters of mercury, period. The patient apparently underwent prior coronary angiogram, which was unremarkable. The impression, this is a 49-year-old male with history of congestive heart failure. He has severe left ventricular dysfunction and heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, period. He has biventricular heart failure, period. The etiology of his heart failure most likely is secondary to alcohol abuse and underlying / continuous methamphetamine use, period. He has pulmonary hypertension on echo and most likely has PAH as related to his substance disuse, correction, substance abuse disorder, period. He is unable to perform tasks which require significant lifting, pushing, or exertion given his underlying cardiomyopathy. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.